great, great, great excitement. In fact, I've never seen Sue Royce as excited since she last saw Take That in concert, I think, Sue.
Indeed, no, we are at Mason's Yorkshire.
And more than that, more than Gary Barlow appearing here, we've actually got the co-founder of Mason's Gin with us. I mean, it's great!
Hello there, hi, nice to meet you.
And this, of course, is the legendary...
This is Sue Royce, not Mrs. Mason.
Exactly, Mrs. Mason. Wonderful to connect with your good self. Very impressed over the years with the product. It just goes from strength to strength. Sue, I think I'm going to let you talk us through for Anne Mason?
Kathy
Mason. Kathy. So, for Kathy, the range of ways in which you follow this company through as it's grown from strength to strength.
I have. I mean, I've been following Mason's for a very long time. Unfortunately, I was a bit late to the boat. I wasn't the first person to buy the batches, but we did start off with the original gin, and I've watched through the years. Talk us through your range, because the latest one, talk about that in a minute, the latest one has got me and my twin sister so excited.
You can tell Kathy that the Royce family is very good.
I have orders today that I'm not allowed to leave the showground without a bottle of it, and if possible, any of these wondrous glasses, which you can only get when you go to the shop.
Unfortunately, I haven't brought any glasses with me, but are you here? Are you here tomorrow?
No, unfortunately.
I'll tell you what, Kathy, we'll come to you. We've talked about doing a location report on Mason, so probably it's easy if we do that. But talk us through the range that we've actually got here, please.
All right. Well, we launched with the original edition now 5 years ago. It was, in fact, we've just turned 5 years in June. And then closely followed by the lavender edition and the tea edition, which have gone down really, really well. And every now and again, we do special editions. We've done Steve's apple. One of our distillers is called Steve, and we've had some of his apples from his garden. Last year, I launched with a peppered pear for Harrogate Christmas Market. That's been so popular that it may become one of our full-time ranges.
Wonderful.
I think Sue is angling to do a bit of tasting here, Kathy. So, I mean, as a driver, I'm zero, but...
But the thing is, certainly, I'm almost at a loss to think which one is my favourite.
Kathy, actually, when you set up the company, did you sort of have Sue Royce and I say, yeah, ultimately... I know it can be a bit scary, it's all right, she's perfectly safe. But really, in terms of the whole system... It's great that the brand loyalty that you've developed, fantastic.
Yeah, no, we can't believe it ourselves. I mean, we know our product's really good. We've won so many awards for it, so we know it's really good gin. And I think we've just stuck to our sort of like our core values, which is producing something that has a different taste and, you know, good smooth gin.
So what would you recommend Sue try then for this sort of tasting system?
Sue, which one would you like to try?
Well,
I all of them.
Steady, Kathy, please. You know, I've got to work with the girl for the next few months.
Better steel myself. I think actually the peppered pear, because I have never tried that one before, so I wouldn't mind a little shot of that.
Give me 1 second, I'll get you some.
Splendid. So there we are. We'll talk our way through this and do a few photo shoots as well. Reminder, you're listening to Siren Radio on location with Southside Broadcasting and, of course, on Sound and Country Vision's special here at the Great Yorkshire Show 2018, the 160th Great Yorkshire Show, celebrating, actually, 5 years of Mason's Dry Yorkshire Gin, which has got to be a good thing by all accounts. Bearing in mind that, of course, gin was the basis on which the empire was won, according to Winston Churchill. And Kathy's returned with the official line here, so we'll talk our way through this. I noticed, Kathy, you've got pea on board there, so that distinguishes the pear.
That's the peppered pear gin. I've made it up there as a 4-to-1 ratio with a really good premium tonic water. And if you were going to garnish that at home, I would use a piece of apple or some lime peel. But I haven't put anything in just so you can get the full taste of it today.
Good, so
it smells marvellous. That's always
part of it. I think this is definitely the highlight of the day for Sue Royce already. Forget Leaping Lorenzo, this is going to be it.
It absolutely will, and when my sister hears this, especially when she hears that I have spoken to Mrs. Mason herself, she's going to bust. Well, I'm now going to do the taste test, so cheers,
okay,
everybody.
This is the moment. We'll have to do, of course, a repeat for a photo shoot in a few seconds, but this is the critical moment, Kathy.
It's good, isn't it?
That's lovely. You get the pear first, and then you get the lovely, that's sort of almost a little heat afterwards.
Yeah.
That's marvellous.
And that came about because we tried just the pear gin at home, and we had shepherd's pie for tea, and we put black cracked pepper on it, and we got pepper in it, and we tasted it again, the gin, and we just, next day, we tried another test recipe with pepper.
And this is why I like Mason's.
The journey from Lincoln was worthwhile. The 5 a.m. start.
My day's complete. That's me done now.
I'm so pleased you like it. Would you like to try the apple?
Yes, I would, please.
mean, I'm tempted to say the response to that, would you like to try the apple, would be, is the Pope a Catholic? But, you know, it's not going to happen.
It's important to quality control, which is one of the nice things about local alcohol and food producers, actually, in general, that they test drive their things before they, you know, they're often tried out on friends and family first before you let them out into the wild. And often it's a small batch, so it's, I say exclusive, it's bespoke, some of it. You don't often get the same, but all the time, it's slightly different in each batch.
And you never will do either, because, so for this one here that I'm giving you, this is apple blossom that we actually picked on the showground. So I've made one batch, so there's one distillation, 200 bottles, and once that's gone, you know, that's finished, that recipe. So,
and one of those bottles is definitely coming home with me today.
Cathy, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with your good self. Mason's Dry Yorkshire Gin, obviously going from strength to strength. Also got to say, hats off to your team, because that we've always found when we've done interviews in the past with you guys, very polite, very professional, very well. You've drilled them to within an inch of their good stuff.
We're very lucky. We've got some really good people that work for us.
Obviously, it leads from the top, Cathy, and that's one of the reasons why we've been privileged to connect with your good self today. Hopefully, we'll speak again very soon.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Yes, I will use the same line. Last year, when I saw the RNLI people here, I immediately thought, oh, global warming must be actually in a pretty situation. We have to have the RNLI based in Harrogate. Only kidding. It's a very important organisation. We've had one of my students from Public Relations at the University of Lincoln doing a placement, a year-long placement, actually, in the south coast with the RNLI. And we're delighted now to speak to
Anna Hesloff.
Anna, the very name, Royal National Lifeboat Institute, it kind of carries with it so many connotations of not just saving lives, which of course you do, but also just an essential part of a charity which actually looks after any sort of sailors who fall into unpredictable times.
Yes, so we actually have quite a mix of people here today. We have people from our lifeguards team, we have people from face-to-face doing the fundraising side of things, we have flood rescue, and we have a good mix of lifeboat crew members as well. So,
and what brought you to the organisation? Because I decided my student Evie Prescott, and she was very keen on the whole thing, but what was it about the RNLI that particularly appealed?
So I accidentally rescued someone when I was 17 years old.
No, hang on, you just dial back slightly on that one. You accidentally rescued somebody. Go on, talk us through it, please. This is a movie in the making.
So I was walking my dogs when I was 17. I lived on the seafront, had recently moved to the coast, and a 14-year-old boy jumped into the sea and was swept away. And I ran after him, and the only thing I knew to do was not to jump in after him. Threw him a life ring, called the Coast Guard, didn't know who to ask for, didn't know who would come, and a lifeboat came round and saved his life. And I was invited down the next day just to have a look around, really. And they had no women on the crew, and I was quite shocked by this, and in my stubbornness as a 17-year-old decided to join.
It's interesting that today, that clearly as the sole female, well, not the sole female, but actually we had all the blokes out front, and you almost kept aside like a queen bee, really. So just keep her in the thing there. When the media come, then she can deal with those folks. Whereabouts was this in the northeast?
Cullercoats. I've been crew there for 5 years now.
Sue.
So do you have a particular problem with recruiting women to your crews, or is that something that you're trying to get more to do?
I think it's great. We're really looking at, we're a very, very diverse charity now. We're looking at all different ages and different genders coming in. Over 10% of the crew members now are females, and we get more and more join every single year, and it's fantastic to see. It's lovely.
I think if memory serves, Sue, your daughter Bridget was engaged in this section a couple of years ago.
She was. I'm just spying behind us. We've got a lovely sort of jet ski type thing, which I was praying you wasn't going to ask me to
no,
get
no,
on.
It's okay. We'll there's certain photo opportunities we'll leave.
Bridget thought this was marvellous. We got little Bridget on the jet ski and had a photograph taken there. In a little frame, and so if people want to help out with the RNLI, they want to know more about it, where should people go to?
Well, if they're around today, I think they should definitely come down today, because we have such a mix of people, like I said before, here. And if you want to get involved, there's so much for everything to do. I mean, you don't have to be the one who runs into the sea and pulls people out. You can come down
you'd
and
have
get
quite
involved.
A long run from Harrogate, let's be honest, really.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, you'd have quite a long run. But
although I see behind us here, we've got a dinghy with the Cumbrian Community Flood Team, so you don't just deal with the seaside stuff.
No, so we have our flood rescue team as well. So they are actually international. They can respond within 48 hours anywhere. And they do a lot of work inland in places like York and Cumbria. They've dealt with the floods.
As the strapline goes, the RNLI is the charity that saves lives at sea, and long may it continue. Do you get a chance to check out the rest of the Great Yorkshire Show? Is it a case of, no, I've got to stay in the van all the time?
No,
I'm the lady who stays in the van.
I'm going to get out of the van. I'm going to go and go and have a good wander, because it's nice to see who we're working alongside as well. And there's a lot of other very good charities here, so it's good to keep up the...
Only one RNLI, let's face it, so we've promoted that, and we're happy to do so. For the moment, many thanks indeed.
Yes, thank you very much.
Of course, there are connections, not just in the countryside connection between Lincolnshire and Yorkshire, and that relates to exhibitors, and one of the regular exhibitors and indeed show attractions that takes place on an annual basis in Lincolnshire is the fabulous Sheep Show. But in addition to that, of course, we've got Stuart, originally from New Zealand, who also runs the Dog and Duck Show. Stuart, not actually here at present, that's Stuart Barnes. I mean, he's here, but he's not here, if you know my meaning. So it's just Sue and myself who are talking about this wonderful stand, which, as I say, is right next door to the Black Sheep Bar Band.
Yes, I think this is a great place to put them, right next to the bar, so they can observe the wonderfulness of Stuart and his shearing.
His dancing prowess. Sheep, exactly. Everything from Dougal, Sam, Nobby, and so on. So I think Stuart has either gone on location. He's left an honesty book here for his children's books, The Adventures of Duke and the First Steps. And indeed, the show special is actually there for free. Do you know, I might actually make a donation for this one, a sort of secret centre aspect from this sort of perspective, because it's the way forward, the way of the dog, training by instinct. And we would have been speaking to Stuart Barnes, but he's vanished. We may come back, we may not, but Stuart, at least we were here. And you know, when you're listening to this on Siren Radio, that Sound and Country Vision has actually put in its little bit. And the photographs are very nice, actually, of Stuart with his ducks and his dog. The sun has come out, and inevitably it's come out, as we actually head to Yorkshire Life and the fabulous...
Richard Shevlin.
Richard, I'm fairly sure we spoke a couple of years ago, probably in the same sort of spot here, and it's great to see that Yorkshire Life continues to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, that's right. You've got a good memory. We did speak last time.
Exactly. It seems like only yesterday, and yet another year's gone by, and England are actually close to the World Cup final. No, I won't say any more. It's just too much. But I see Betty's of Harrogate clearly to the fore with respect to Yorkshire Life. And this particular stand, we've got Betty's shortbread. We've got Betty's Yorkshire gingerbread. Betty's, of course, Sue, is probably one of the premier tea shops in the country, set up by a Swiss family.
It is, and to my sins, I have not been there yet. Although this is something I plan to remedy at some point.
Yeah, this is outrageous. Share with us why the connection with Betty's and, of course, Yorkshire Life magazine. Is there a special offer on here?
Yep, we've teamed up with Betty's this year, also with the RHS at Harlow Carr, who've helped sort of decorate the stand. And Betty's are giving us one of their fabulous hampers to give away as a prize draw.
It's a wee while since I actually covered Betty's of Harrogate, and we did a behind-the-scenes report on that. I mean, I have to say, the quality that comes across is pretty impressive.
It is. It's very very attractive, and it's quite difficult trying to keep our hands off the Betty's
produce. I was going to say, because surely the tempting to just to sort of say, yes, no, you know, just don't.
It is. But it's not very good having all these cakes on display.
However, clearly the quality of Betty's tea cakes ties in with the quality of Yorkshire Life. Would you like to talk about Yorkshire Life, the magazine, and why it's a must-subscribe to production, in which, in the current issue, you can indeed discover your dream holiday home in Yorkshire?
Yep, I think Yorkshire Life, the prime sort of magazine covering Yorkshire. It's one of the biggest selling regional magazines in the whole country, Yorkshire Life.
For Yorkshire what Lincolnshire Life does for Lincolnshire.
That's right, yep. The definitive guide to what's going on in Yorkshire, ideas for where to go, food and drink.
And how's the year been for your good self since last we spoke? Because, I mean, clearly lots of things happening, as always is the case in Yorkshire. We are approaching Brexit, another sort of key thing for that. Do you think that people are sort of, I mean, we've had tour to Yorkshire. Do you think the county is continuing to sort of celebrate its difference and diversity? Should we actually declare UDI?
I think certainly, yep, it's been a very sort of exciting year for Yorkshire Life. We do tend to focus on the good things that are going on and sort of stay away from the negative and the bad things in the news. We like to sort of celebrate everything good that's in the county.
Much like Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio, of course. I've got to ask the question. I think I suggested this last year. I detect a slight Durham, Sunderland or Tyneside accent. Are we talking...
Yep, that's right. Very close. Originally, I'm from Northumberland, near Hexham.
So in the land of our key sponsor, Pharma Nord, of course, which would be Morpeth.
That's right, yep, not too far from Morpeth.
So looking at what's happened, I mean, is it a case of actually secretly the reason you're so essential to Yorkshire life is you have to add that quality of Northumbrian civilization to the otherwise savage Yorkshires?
I think that certainly adds a good touch to it, yes, a good package.
Sue, any other thoughts?
Yes, you've said about Yorkshire life being a key part of the Yorkshire reading material, but people are moving away from the original bit of a print and are starting to access in other ways. How are you finding that you guys are dealing with that?
Yep, that's right. You know, traditionally very much sort of a printed product, but as you say, we're now moving into sort of the digital age, and our digital subscriptions are actually growing at a very rapid pace now. I think on our latest numbers, we were up about 80% for digital subscriptions. So readers are now reading us more online as well as sort of the printed product.
There is still something to be said for the actual tangible quality of holding the magazine in. I mean, that's something which I don't think we're ever going to quite go away from. Otherwise, you said there's a sort of drive. I noticed recently that the Times subscribers, more and more people are actually going electronic as opposed to sort of having that physicality. But that physicality, sometimes you just don't get it. And even if you print off your digital version, it's not the same.
That's right, yeah. But our younger readers, they're very used to sort of digital and reading online. But our sort of core readership, they do like the physical product. They like it on the coffee table. They like to physically have it in their hands.
It's like offering Betty's handmade Yorkshire tea fruitcake, but only showing a photograph. You can't eat it. It's just a photograph.
No, that's right. That's why we continually sort of invest with the likes of Marks and Spencer's, Waitrose, to ensure we have very good displays in their stores, because people do physically, they still want Yorkshire Life in a printed format.
It's been a definite privilege and pleasure as ever. We'll hopefully connect with you before next year, because I'm sure we need to speak about various other bits and pieces for the moment. Huge thanks. Enjoy the Great Yorkshire Show 2018.
That's great. Thanks very much.
I never thought I'd actually sort of start using the script to introduce an interview with OKK, but I have, and I've done it again. Yes, great news, Sue. We have located the event gallery, and we've got Kay Johns, tremendous artist of unbelievable talent with us as well. Kay, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Cooled down a lot, which is good.
Yeah, well, you've made my day personally for actually being, because I think, yes, this is great stuff here. But we were talking about leaving Lincoln this morning a little after 5:30. AM. Of course, from your own routine to get the stand and everything else set up, you've come from a different show. Just share with the listener and ourselves what your travels this week have entailed.
Well, we traded for 3 days at the Kent County Show, which was blisteringly hot. Then we travelled overnight and arrived on the Harrogate Showground at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then set up from 6 o'clock in the morning to be open for today.
Now that is what you call real commitment to the cause. That's not just reading the weather for 6 stations and claiming it's the work of all sorts of other bits and pieces. No names, but we know who we're referring to.
It's absolute dedication, because we're standing in your wonderful tent here, and every conceivable space is filled with these wonderful animals staring back at me. I'm currently looking at lovely Macbeth, who is a longhorn.
Highland cow.
Oh, right, a Highland cow, and he's currently staring me out, which is slightly unnerving.
The thing that certainly threw Tessa Snott, by the way, Tessa Snott, who was with us on the Lincolnshire Show, she got a first class honours, so I'm sure you'd like to congratulate her in terms of that.
Oh, wow. Well, very impressed.
Which is all good. But when it comes to first class honours, every one of these, Kay, is a first class scenario. And a number of our current contributors over the years have been amazed that you do all of these yourself.
Yes, we travel around the shows for 8 months of the year, and then I get 4 months just solid painting, and that's when I create everything ready for the galleries throughout the year.
So are these, do you sell your original paintings, or are some of these prints?
Most of what you'll see in the gallery will be limited edition prints. Many of the originals have actually already sold this year. I created 30 new pieces, and I literally only have 3 or 4 pieces originals left.
So what's your favourite? Because I'm just looking around here.
Don't ask an artist to choose their favourite. It's dreadful.
What's your favourite animal to paint? Because you've got some beautiful... I mean, I'm struck by your hares and your pheasants and the little barney owls behind you. What's your favourite?
Well, I always say my favourite animal is the one I'm painting at the time.
Nice.
Because you really do have to get into the heart and soul of that creature, really know it, to be able to create it on paper in 3D.
Pheasants, I've said over the years, for me, are just great comedy value, just from the basis of they think they can go head-to-head with a 4x4 truck any time. So come on, bring it on if you're hard enough. Do you find uncovering pheasants that sometimes you just think, have you just lost your mind completely?
Well, I always think of pheasants as probably one of the world's most beautiful birds, but definitely the most stupid.
So a possible weather forecaster then. Oh, sorry. No, hold fire on that. Kay, where do you head off to after the Great Yorkshire Show? Because obviously Princess Anne will clearly be coming here. I fully expect to see this going to be by royal appointment tomorrow.
Well, we actually head off after this one to the Heckington Show, which is quite local to us in Lincolnshire. And it's an absolutely fantastic show. We actually give up the game fair to do that one.
No.
Every year.
Mind you, actually, Heckington is good. I don't think we're going there this year, but it's a good sort of production from that point of view. And, of course, people can access the Event Gallery online by what search engine facility?
Theeventgallery.co.uk.
Okay, as I said, it's made my day. I see your husband as well is also doing various other things, doing it as ever, keeping lines in order. So it's going to be sensational. How many Great Yorkshires have you actually clocked up now?
This must be our fourth.
So but obviously, because it's an annual thing at Lincoln, but I hadn't realised it's an annual thing with the Great Yorkshire as well. So clearly this is... You know.
Well, we do about 30 shows a year, and I've been doing shows for about the last 27 years.
I can't believe that. Did you start when you were three?
Very kind.
Seems like only yesterday we were at the 134th Lincolnshire Show, and we were speaking to the awesomely talented Sean Dunderdale. How are you, Sean? Here you are in Yorkshire.
I know, 160th Yorkshire Show. We're ageing. That's, 24 years have just gone like that.
It was actually, yes, the notion of the 103rd I thought was a particularly special year, but what the hey. Sean, is it a case of you're here wearing your farming hat, in other words, as Lynx FM's answer to Alan Stennett?
I am indeed. Obviously, he's much younger and better looking than me, obviously. But it's the Great Yacht Show, fantastic event, three-day event. And technically, I'm on holiday this week. But the farming, as people in farming always tell me, they never get a holiday, so why should I? So I'm here just taking in the atmosphere. And, of course, it's a hot, sunny day, so why not?
I know from my own point of view, Programme Leader for Public Relations, Academic University of Lincoln, Siren co-founder, presenter, etc., etc. That's busy. But you also have your hospital broadcasting hat that's on, because you're the official HBA Supremo Ambassador, PR Soul, etc. You've got the Lynx FM group, you've got the farming. How do you juggle it? Because, I mean, I thought as a male, it's impossible to do that sort of thing.
Thankfully, I suffer from insomnia, so there's plenty of hours in the day. Get a couple of hours sleep a night. Actually, I've got this week off. Yesterday was domestic things at home. Today, Great Yorkshire Show. Maybe tomorrow, Great Yorkshire Show, we'll see. But on Friday, I then have to go a secret location in the country to check out the hotel for next year's HBA conference. So it is that it is a real busman's holiday this week.
Well, I mean, I must admit, I've been most remiss Southside Broadcasting. It hasn't been an HBA conference for years, but never mind. We support you. We pay our dues. That's the important thing. We pay our dues. That's good. What are your thoughts on the Great Yorkshire Show today?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's such a big... I always forget how big the showground is here, and there's hills and everything. But
I was informed by Nigel Pulling that actually, in terms of acreage, it's pretty much equal to the Lincolnshire Showground, but I always think this is bigger.
Yeah, it seems bigger. Maybe, as I say, because it's halfway up a hill. That might be the problem. But, I mean, it's a beautiful location, and you've got the perfect weather conditions for it. Walking along the livestock with all the cattle there, and then you've got the pigs and the sheep. Just fantastic. And then, of course, you've got all the main ring with the... I saw a bit of show jumping earlier on, and some great stalls as well. Lots of great shopping opportunities so there's a bit something for everyone, really, I think. It's
listening into our colleagues on BBC York on the way out here, the first Vox Pop, I think, response was, we like the shopping. There's more to it than shopping, more than retail therapy.
The only problem with it is there's too many Yorkshire people here. Obviously, as somebody from Lincolnshire, you know, we need more Lincolnshire people here. But thankfully, the Yorkshire people aren't coming to our show, so that's all.
Well, we do our best. We do our best. Sue, any thoughts from yourself for Sean here, who has been busy watching the flypast in London from Lincolnshire at the Great Yorkshire Show?
Lincolnshire's Red Arrows at the moment are on a TV screen in front of me. I'm sat in Yorkshire watching Lincolnshire in London. Amazing.
Well, there you go. The yellow bellies are all over the place. No, I mean, I think it's quite natural. I know Sean's done a few of the Lincolnshire shows, more than a few of the Lincolnshire shows.
I've done 32?
Yes, all, yeah, just about. Yeah, it feels like it.
Feels like it. And I've been going to the Lincolnshire show for many, many years, both as a shower of sheep
And a reporter.
And a reporter, yeah. And I think it's quite natural for us to try. Sometimes we sort of make comparison. Oh, well, it's not like that here, and it's not like that there. But actually, the sun is now out, and it's always wonderful to go to these sorts of things. As Sean was saying, the livestock lines are always absolutely full to busting with every possible conceivable animal you could ever wish.
A few years ago, of course, I was responsible for bringing Amelia Chambers and the team from Lincolnshire up here. Those were in the days when we could actually have yellow car parking passes. Sorry, I just won't let it lie.
You can't let it go, can you? You can't let it go. We should have got you one of these little golf buggy things.
They did say that was on offer, but I thought, it's not the same.
next time.
Sean, shameless plugs now. When can people actually listen to your farming show on Lynx FM?
The farming programme, it's on 7 o'clock Sunday mornings. There's a podcast on the website as well, if you don't want to get up too early.
Like this then.
Oh, yeah, or if you're listening to Siren, obviously, and you know you can listen to the podcast at some other time. I'm sure we can fill it in. Yeah, there'll be highlights of Great Yorkshire Show and whatever else is happening in farming.
They say the cream always rises to the top, and certainly when it comes to Blueberry Hill Preserves, one of the reasons we're concluding this coverage of day one of the 2018 Great Yorkshire Show is with the awesome Blueberry Hill Preserves, with, of course, the fabulous...
Rob Clayton, yet again.
Rob, I'm very impressed with the blueberry-themed shirt you're wearing today. This is extremely... I mean, Sue, this is very impressive.
It's marvellous, yes.
Great for radio.
Not so good for radio, no. Well, it's always a special event for us. It's our local event. It's one of the biggest events of the year for us. So I always like to look my best for the Yorkshire Show. So, especially on the first day where everything's nice and fresh, you know.
Precisely. Now, I mean, we're already looking ahead in a few weeks' time. It'll be the Saltburn International Food Festival. I know we'll be there on the morning. We've got various other folk looking ahead to that. We've caught up with you on a whole range of things, because I think when last we spoke, it was Lincolnshire Show. Was that right?
It was Lincolnshire last time. Yeah, we get around. We do about 120 events a year over the course of the year between three of us. So we're only a small business, but we're trying to grow as fast as we possibly can and producing as much good produce as we can as well.
And as you know, Rob, with the free publicity we give you for these interviews, you know, it's a win-win situation. Sue?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the vast array of cheese you have here, presumably to go with the wonderful chutneys that you have. Which one is your favourite combination?
Well, first of all, we have a great relationship with the Wensleydale Creamery. So all the jars are ours, obviously, the chutneys and the jams and what have you. But the deal is that I help sell their cheese through the shows that I do, and they sell our jarred products in the creamery shop up at Hawes. And it's a brilliant relationship. You've just missed Richard Wharton, who's my account manager, who's a really nice guy as well, looks after me really well. The combination, goodness me, there's that many. We do 15 different chutneys, 11 different cheeses from Wensleydale, and you can put anything with anything, really. There are no rules and regulations with our products, all about your taste, and the more you try, the happier you'll be.
Well, I've just had a little bite of that Bloody Mary ketchup with your little Wensleydale tube. It's stunningly very, very nice. Thank you very much.
You tell Sue used to do the breakfast show on BBC Lincolnshire, you see. She's going to do the tasting whilst we're doing the interview at the same time. It's phenomenal, multitasking.
Well, the Bloody Mary ketchup's quite a new product for us, and it's just a little bit something different that we're trying. Because we do a Cumberland sauce and a barbecue sauce. Obviously great for summer. And the Bloody Mary ketchup's been the most popular one out of the three because it's got a little bit of nip to it, not just with the vodka, but with a little bit of spice as well. So it goes as well with your breakfast items as it does with your burgers and your hot dogs and everything else as well. So proving really popular. Dangerous, but popular.
Yeah. Oh, and I've just seen some luxury banoffee bliss. Well, talk me through that. What was that product development all about?
Well, that's an interesting development for us. That's a new product as well. And we were looking at the curd range. We do a ginger, a lemon and a passion fruit. It's always very popular, and we were trying to extend that a little bit. We've tried various curds in the past that don't quite fit, don't quite work. And then we looked at the popularity. It started with a dinner party we went to about 6 months ago. And one of our good friends makes a banoffee pie and always serves it, and it's always the first dessert to go. So we thought there's a bit of potential here. So we fiddle around with a banoffee product, which is basically real bananas, a little bit of salted caramel, stick it all together with a bit of fresh cream. Bob's your uncle, and you've got a ready-made banoffee product. And I wish I'd have thought of it 5 years ago. I might have been retired by now.
Oh, come now. We couldn't do without you. Of course, Sue Royce here is a veteran from the wonderful show Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. So
oh,
clearly,
really?
A whole range of things.
I make my own jams and chutneys, and I have done for many, many years. I come from a good stable of farmhouse children who make their own stuff, yes.
And good for you, more people should, because if I can do it, anybody can do it, trust
me. We'll hold fire, and I'll just talk whilst you actually serve this fantastic customer who's actually working through the process now, and again, just proving the tremendous success of the joys that you're at. A little testimonial about it. Would you actually just sort of say it? You come how far away to actually get this today?
I'm in Scotland.
So you come from Scotland. Which part of Scotland?
Bigger, just on the borders.
Okay, so you come all the way here just for some of the luxury Banoffee fruit
curd. Yeah, because you cannot get it in Scotland where I live. So a day out at the Yorkshire show.
End of July.
I'll be there.
You've heard the message is there. Good meeting you. Take care.
Yes. And
there we are, a Scottish lady coming across, and I didn't mention England at all. Well, never mind. It's all good. You know, we keep it all together. Rob, it's been sensational as ever. We will be hopefully catching up with you at Saltburn, but where else are you going to?
Oh, my goodness me. It never stops now. We're at Horsforth Food Festival this weekend, Otley Food and Drink Fair on Sunday. Then we got a weekend off, only weekend of the year between now and Christmas. And then we're into the Border Union show up at Kelso Friday, Saturday, end of July. Saltburn on the Sunday. And thereafter, goodness knows, I can't remember.
And the quality's there as the line goes. Big flavours, great taste. Blueberryhillpreserves.co.uk.
We'll be there.
So we're watching Leaping Lorenzo. Your initial thoughts?
Wow. That must take him a very, very, very long time. At the moment, we're just watching them all jumping over this little event hurdle that most people would have a problem going over with one, let alone two, four, six, eight, about 10 horses.
Total trust between man and machine, I think, or man and beast in many ways.
Absolutely. I mean, he's not even riding the horse on the saddle. He's actually stood on top of their backs. Amazing achievement.
As I said before it started, it's pretty much indescribable. You have to actually experience it by watching it live.
Yeah, I mean, the crowds here are really enjoying it. There's lots of clapping and whooping, and yes, it's certainly a sight to behold.
Bonus podcast subscribers, listeners, connectors with Southside Broadcasting. This is our final farewell from the 2018 160th Great Yorkshire Show. And I think it's fair to say, I mean, I know I mentioned earlier that we were finishing with a high with our wonderful chap with his preserves and his fine fruit toppings and so on, but actually, ultimately, when it comes to quality, class, enthusiasm, dynamism, superlatives actually escape me. Sue, as I kind of just relay the excitement and the joy. And it is joy that we just have seen in terms of Leaping Lorenzo.
Yes, I have to confess that as a country girl, I'm not exactly a horsey type. But I must say that what we've just witnessed was something really quite spectacular. The trust between horse and the Leaping
Rider.
Lorenzo, yes, was absolutely phenomenal. Choreography, superb.
Music was great.
Yeah, timing, precision, everything. It was absolutely faultless. And clearly he spent an awful lot of time and an awful lot of effort to get that act so polished.
Hearty 10 out of 10 then for the Southside and Siren Radio team as far as Leaping Lorenzo is concerned. Show itself good, enjoyable in parts. Maybe, if I'm being critical, a bit like the Curate's Egg. Maybe I'm being kind of slightly concerned, as we raised with Sean Dunderdale earlier and other colleagues from the press, that maybe losing that facility of actually being close by the press area and being somewhat aware. I appreciate that's exactly what the public actually have to do. But yes, it is worth it for Leaping Lorenzo. But sometimes maybe, just maybe, we need to actually think about sorting out parking arrangements and so on and so forth.
Yes, it's been a lovely day, but my goodness me, make sure you bring your walking shoes because you will need them.
and your pedometry, of course, because none of that keeping you fit and actually working on those pedometer, which if you're taking a Q10 in association with Pharma Nord nutritional, so I can't even say the word, nutritional supplements, I won't edit that out, you will obviously sort of say that'll keep you going. Sue Rice, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. I think next time we're possibly going to see Eva McDonald in Saltfleet.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this. Lovely.